This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, December 4th, brought to you by ADM. Testimony continued today before the U.S. Trade Representative's Office on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement. American Soybean Association Secretary Dave Walton said they want certainty of a 16-year trade deal.
The USMCA has really been a success story for the soy complex. You know, it built off of NAFTA, and NAFTA allowed us to quadruple our exports to those two countries. USMCA then kind of built on that, put in some guardrails on things like, you know, trade and tariff barriers, some phytosanitary rules on things like maximum residue limits on pesticides, and also we saw a dispute on GMO products, and going into Mexico, it was resolved amicably. So.
Jed Bauer, president of the National Corn Growers Association, says Mexico is a market that would not be easily replaced.
Mexico's number one corn buyer, Canada's number one ethanol buyer. Mexico buys so much corn, they buy as much as our second, third, fourth, and fifth export markets combined. And as we look at this, I won't disagree. There's some tweaking that needs to maybe be done in there. A lot of it's on the phytosanitary rules. We really want a full 16-year extension. That way we can have some certainty in our markets and try to provide, again, more relief to the growers across the country.
Bauer says there are some desired tweaks to the deal, but only minor adjustments.
We would live with a rubber stamp, but looking at the potential for a huge ethanol export into Mexico, we would like a little tweakage there. If Mexico lifts their ban in the three major cities and we can get E10 across the Mexico as a whole, I mean, those are huge gallon volumes, great relief for corn farmers with that. As we transporting corn into Mexico, it's graded by our inspectors, but there has been some issues in the past of trains getting stopped in Mexico and getting reinspected. And that creates tremendous delays.
In other news, commodity traders are trying to sort out China's intended purchases of U.S. soybeans. Agri-resource company's Dan Bossi says there's no firm documentation of the agreement.
I wish all of this was codified in some kind of trade deal that we could see in a printed form. At the moment, the Chinese are not giving us any indication, Jeff, that they have done a deal or made a pledge. And again, these are MOUs that are not held by law. They're promises that are vaguely kept under the hammer of tariff from the United States.
Bossi says there are a number of ways China could exercise purchases.
I think the Chinese are going to argue that they have already bought the 12 million tons of U.S. soybeans, but they bought them in futures. And then as the futures market, as they get to a cash situation, they change the futures versus cash to an exchange for cash. And then, it's priced on basis and freight. So as you think about what the Chinese have done, I do believe they will go by 12 million tons this crop year. But unfortunately, that means that U.S. export estimates are still overvalued by as much as 200 million bushels.
Bossi says there is a case that the Chinese use the futures market to secure supplies.
And so as we look back at open interest in the Chicago market from late October up until probably the 15th or 20th of November, we see a sharp increase in open interest. And then as we Chinese start to buy the soybeans in the cash market, we're seeing some versus cash transactions on the same day. This leads us to believe that China has covered their flat price risk by buying futures.
Bossi says some fine print would have brought focus to the bottom line.
I would have told them to do this deal on a shipment basis, not on a purchase basis, because it's much easier to follow shipments than purchases.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.